This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back. J.J. Jasper, Walker Wildman, Ed Vitagliano are your professors today on Learning University. Our mystery question has been answered, but do not despair. If you still want a Trivia Friday t-shirt, you may not have won one, but you can buy one. Go to afastore.net and search for Trivia Friday for the t-shirt. It's just $15. That's relatively respectable price for a t-shirt, nowadays anyway, but you'll also be helping the Ministry of American Family Radio.
Hey, earlier we heard from David Barton of Wall Builders talking about his weekend show. Walker, you have a show on the weekend, Exposing Washington. How is that going?
Yeah, it's going very, very good. I pre-record it, for those of you who don't know. I don't come in on Saturday afternoons. That would not be a good job, working on Saturday afternoons. But
your wife wouldn't approve that.
No, she wouldn't. So anyways, I went ahead and recorded my show. Tomorrow we're going to talk about, number one, we're going to talk about the Russia investigation, and what I think is an illegitimate investigation. Second thing we're going to talk about is Make Congress Work Again. It's a campaign that some conservatives are doing to get Congress to stay in Washington more and get more done. So both those subjects we'll talk about tomorrow. I'll keep everybody up to date on what's going on.
What time is it on Saturday?
2:30 p.m. Central.
2:30 Central, Exposing Washington with Walker Wildman. Great.
And, thanks, and people can download the podcast, right?
That's right, yeah. So if you can't catch the show on Saturday afternoon, maybe you're out with the family mowing the yard or something, you can download the podcast on your smartphone and then listen whenever and wherever.
All right, it is Trivia Friday. We're going to reset our questions here in the last segment of the show. Walker, why don't you start us off?
All right, here we go. Two questions remain unanswered. Which planet spins the slowest? Which of the planets spin the slowest? Second question, what country suffered the worst two earthquakes in history?
All right, and here are my questions. I have two remaining. I'm going to toss a third one in there just to liven things up a little bit. But what is the next line to the limerick, liar, liar, pants on fire? What comes next? Second question, I have a true false. Bats are reptiles. Is that true or false? And I'm going to add another true or false question. There are different parts of the tongue for tasting saltiness, sour, sweet, etc. Is that true or false? Different parts of the tongue for tasting saltiness, sour, sweet, etc.
Here's what I've got. Bible question. Who was the brother of Simon Peter? Second question. Which U.S. president's nickname was Ike? And then I'll add one. Who wrote the best-selling book, How to Win Friends and Influence People? Who wrote the best-selling book, How to Win Friends and Influence People?
All right, we go back to the phones. JJ, where do we go next?
Let's go to Kansas, where RJ is on the line. Hello, RJ.
Hi there.
Boy, Kansas has really been representing today. You've got a lot of folks from Kansas that made it through. What kind of weather you got there? Is it nice today?
Yes, it's pretty nice, warm and sunny, a little bit of breeze.
Yeah, perfect spring day. Humid. Well, listen, you want to ask, answer, or do both, RJ?
I'll do both.
Which question you want to answer?
Well, I wanted to answer the baseball question, but that was stolen by a Kansas person who isn't a Kansas Royals fan, first and foremost.
Yeah, he slid into base. He stole second and stole your shirt, stole your question.
Not sure how he got on the show.
Yeah. Well, which one you want to get then?
I'll do the fire, liar, pants on fire. I'll try that.
All right. What is the next line to the limerick or the song, liar, liar, pants on fire, RJ?
What will it take to see you on a burning pyre?
No, that's not right. Did you invent that, or have you heard it that way?
No, that's a poem. There is actually a poem with that, and that is the next line.
Okay, that's
that's not the Woodstock version that you have.
Listen, I will admit, RJ, that and I did a lot of research for this question, that there is a poem that has something like that, but it as far as I could tell, wasn't the Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire. I don't want to, you know, argue about it, but I have two answers that the all the websites said are the two next lines. So, RJ, don't take it personally. There was some political thing that somebody wrote and said about somebody that did have something about a funeral pyre, but I was kind of talking about the one the kids say on the playground. I hope none of them are saying we're going to put you on a funeral pyre, but anyway, RJ, which... Go ahead.
I was surprised you asked that because I thought it was a little bit...
A little dark.
Dark, yeah.
RJ, what's your question for us?
When you do mathematics, there's a thing called the order of operations, the order in which you do the math.
Right.
And... there's a mnemonic or a way to remember it, a little phrase. Do you know what that is? There's a couple of them, but there's one main one.
And this is kind of like you add first, you multiply, those kind of things. You do work in the parentheses, that kind of thing you're talking about?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Wait.
I think it's every brown fox jumps over a lazy. Oh, wait, no, that's when you're typing and doing math.
I know. FOIL, F-O-I-L, is used when you're doing multiplication, first, outer, inner, last. That's just, though, for the
first,
when you have two equations
outer,
side
inner,
by
last.
Side,
that's pretty
good. You do the
good.
first numbers, and
first
so
equations.
On.
Well, how about that?
What about FOIL?
What about FOIL, RJ?
Well, that might be right, but there's a longer one that you do for all equations.
Okay, what is that?
Learn is something.
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
PEMDAS.
Parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, addition, and subtraction.
So say it again. Please excuse what?
My dear Aunt Sally.
My dear Aunt Sally.
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
How does Aunt Sally feel about that being implemented?
And I'm from New England, so can I say, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally? Can I do that?
Yes, I believe you could do that.
That would work.
My wife is a parrot educator, and she teaches this to third graders.
Oh, that's good.
I didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, good information, RJ. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, that was a good memory tool.
And that's good, too, the FOIL
thing. The FOIL.
Yeah, man, I thought I was going to get my first good answer today, but then he just shot me down. No, I'm kidding.
Well, he said it might have been true, and it sounds
good.
Yeah,
you were FOILed.
Yeah, I gave it a try.
Drats, FOILed again. All right, I can't believe we're going back to Kansas.
Yeah, Paul from Kansas. Hey, Paul, how are you today?
Yeah, doing fine.
Ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'm going to do both. I've got a question I've had for a long time for you guys, and this is my first time on. So.
Wonderful. Well, listen,
I'll do both.
First, we'll get you to answer one of ours. Which one do you feel good about?
Well, I want to try Walker's. I got a couple different answers for the earthquakes.
Yeah.
And see if I get the right one.
Yeah, let me repeat that here. What country suffered the worst two earthquakes in world history?
Okay, well, what I looked up, they had magnitude, deadliest, and costliest.
Mm-hmm.
And there are three different answers. I'm going to go with deadliest, and that would be China.
That's correct. That country had
nice.
The same word.
Wow.
Now,
nice.
The numbers are estimated as far as death casualties. It looks like in 1556, 830,000 roughly.
Oh, wow.
Deaths. And then in 1976, which is not too long ago in world history, over 700,000.
Mm.
And the early numbers of the one in 1976 were, you know, 20,000-30,000, and then they realized that it was way more.
Good.
That's
that.
Cataclysmic.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah,
that
seems
those
like
kind of numbers
a
are
Bible
just,
plague.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, wow. Well, Paul,
good
what's
job,
your
Paul.
Question for us?
Well, I have a multiple choice. What are the names Muppin, Huppin, and Ard? Are they A, name of a law firm in Tupelo, Mississippi, B, names of three sons of Benjamin, or C, suggested but discarded names for Muppet characters in Sesame Street?
Hmm. All right. Well, all right. We're going to talk amongst ourselves, Paul, so don't say A? Yes or no.
I'm going to go with B.
I think we can probably discard the law firm.
Law firm. Okay. Yeah, we narrow
sons
it down.
Of, what do you say, Sons of Benjamin?
I'm going to say Sons of Benjamin.
Okay. Hey, Paul, what were the names again?
Muppin, Huppin, and Ard.
Yeah, that sounds like Sons of Benjamin. That's what I would name my three boys if I was in that time period.
All right. Well, I'm good with that.
That would be their nickname for sure.
Yeah. All right. We're going to go with the biblical answer, Paul.
Well, you didn't get to be professors for nothing. You're absolutely right.
That's what we're talking about.
21. It says Benjamin's sons were Bela, Baker, Ashbel, Gera, Naaman, Ehi, Rosh, Muppin, Huppin, and Ard.
Wow.
And when I read that, I thought, that's going to be a question I'm going to ask for.
But I'm telling you, there is a law firm missing a good opportunity there with Muppin, Huppin, and Ard, because I would consider them to take in my case.
Yeah. Hey, that is a great trivia question.
Paul, thank you
so much, brother.
I enjoyed talking with you guys. Enjoy listening to the show every Friday.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for listening.
Especially if it was a case involving all the king's horses and all the king's men.
Yes.
I'd be wanting to get Muppin, Humpin, and Ard, you know, working on that case.
No case is too hard for Muppin, Puppin, and Ard.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, keep saying it. You're going to mess up.
Hey, Blanche from Arkansas. How are you, Blanche?
I'm good.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Just answer.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The liar, liar.
Here you go, Ed.
All right, here's the question. I've been waiting with bated breath. What is the next line to the limerick, liar, liar, pants on fire?
Nose as long as a telephone wire.
No, I will accept either nose as long as a telephone wire or hang them up on a telephone. Hanging them up on a telephone wire. Good job, Blanche. And I should have probably made this a little bit more clear, looking for the children's rhyme, liar, liar, pants on fire, nose is as long as a telephone wire, or hang them up on a telephone wire. Now, Blanche, did you have to look that up, or do you remember from the good old days?
Oh, no, that's something my mom used to always say to us.
Yeah. Good way to keep you honest.
All right, so did you have a question for us, Blanche?
She said no. She just wanted to ask.
No. Okay. I just know all yours and all those other two, but I'll let them go.
Thank you, Blanche.
Thank you, Blanche. Bless you.
You know, I'd never heard that second part.
Me either.
Oh, you hadn't?
No, I'd only heard the first part.
Well, kids can be cruel. I can just tell you that. I'm just kidding.
They can be cruel, but that's... Yeah, on our playground, they just would chant the Cliff Note version of it.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Hey, let's go to Angela from Ohio. Hello, Angela.
Hi.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right. Which question you feel confident about?
Simon Peter's brother.
Okay. Who was the brother of Simon Peter, Angela?
Andrew.
Yes.
That's right.
Excellent job.
You may remember 1 John 1, verse 40 through 42, when he came and found him. He said the first thing he did was go and get his brother. And it talks about Simon Peter and Andrew there.
Yeah. Excellent.
All right. Wonderful. Well, do you have a question? What's your question for us?
How many United States presidents have never been married?
Only one.
Correct.
Okay, and do you remember who it was?
I think, is it Buchanan?
James Buchanan?
I did know a few weeks ago, but I forgot.
Yeah,
I'm not sure
about which one it is, but there's only been one. And his niece was the first lady.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Angela.
Yeah, if they don't have a wife, they bring in like a family member to be the first lady. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. And they have to, when they're having that ceremony, they have to have a Blarney Stone in their in their presidential
Absolutely.
Front pocket.
By the way, right. Angela, that whole I knew this 2 or 3 weeks ago but have forgotten it, that only gets worse as you get older. So.
That's what I'm finding.
All right, Angela, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Where do we go next?
Let's go to the Hoosier State where Dwayne is on the line. Hello, Dwayne from Indiana.
Hello. How are you doing, gentlemen?
We're doing well. What part of Indiana are you from, Dwayne?
Remington.
Yeah. Well, listen, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, sir.
Which question you want to answer?
I believe it was yours about the president's nickname.
Yes, sir. Which U.S. president's nickname was Ike?
Actually, that would be David Eisenhower.
That's
that
right.
Correct.
Good job.
Good job. President Dwight D. Eisenhower. You're exactly right. Well done. I think what did those bumper stickers and hats and things, you see those on those old movies, I Like Ike.
I Like Ike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can remember in being in junior high school in 68, we were all too young to vote, but we were just getting to the age where there were arguments about the Vietnam War, and so everyone was wearing buttons about Hubert Humphrey or Richard Nixon, depending on where your loyalties, your family loyalties would lie. But they had a day where people would just wear political buttons. Hmm. And I remember kids with the I Like Ike. Their parents still had them because it wasn't that you know long since
right.
Eisenhower had been president. So buttons yeah. were a big thing back then.
Hey, way to go, Dwayne. What's your question for us?
Real quick, the last time I heard anything about Dwight Eisenhower, his nickname was on Happy Days.
And, yeah, because it took place
Fonzie
during the 50s.
Even said, even my bike likes Ike.
Even my bike likes Ike. And then after that, he said, hey.
Oh, that's funny.
Exactly.
That was right before he hit the Coke machine and made it spit out a Coke without having to put money in there.
That's right.
And the jukebox.
Yeah,
yeah, the jukebox.
Well, what's your question for us?
All righty. What is a group of baboons called?
I think we've had this before. And
teenagers? No, I'm sorry. Wait, I'm sorry.
It's something, these are always kind of unusual, like a platoon or something.
Well, no, okay, now hang on a second, Dwayne. Baboons. Don't say yes or no. There's some group of yep. monkeys that I think that's, or apes, that is called a congress. You ever heard of that?
I have heard that.
Is that baboons?
Let's go with let's
that
go
sounds
with congress.
Smart, so let's just go with that.
Yeah. All right, Dwayne, we're going to go with the word congress.
That is absolutely correct.
Congress,
wow.
Yeah.
That's,
I just remember somebody saying it because it's kind of a joke. Baboons,
right.
Congress.
Right.
All right.
I think it sounds apropos.
Yes, sir. Sir. Nowadays it does.
Thanks, Dwayne. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
We have had some great callers.
We have had some great trivia questions.
Learned some stuff.
Learning us, learning them.
Hey, David from Mississippi. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thanks.
Dave, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I had about four of them that I could have answered, and because I didn't call until about 10 after 11.
You can
listen to every one of the ones I knew. Get answers.
You can blame you can blame Murphy for that.
Murphy's Law?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Ed has a true.
Well, I do have a true false question. David, if you want to take a shot at that.
All right. We'll try that.
Because it's a 50-50. All right, here's the question. It's very simple. Bats are reptiles. Is that true or false?
False.
That is 100%. Absolutely false.
Nicely
good
done.
Good job,
nicely
David.
Nicely done, David.
Bats are mammals. Now, they'd probably
they
they'd be equally scary if they were reptiles, but bats are mammals.
Nicely done.
All right.
Hey, what's your question for us?
All right. It's a riddle. What will go up a chimney down, but will not come down a chimney up?
What will go up a chimney down?
We've had this one before.
But not go down a chimney up. Up a chimney down, but not go down. Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, David, so don't say yes or no. We're going to try to figure this out. Now, is it like smoke?
Yeah, is it smoke?
Well, smoke would go up, or? But then come down if it's plugged up, but you can't get it to go down.
Wait, up?
I don't know. That's now, my only guess.
Chimney sweep that's liquored up will have some of those same kind of characteristics.
Saying? What will go down a chimney up?
What will go
up
a
chimney down.
And down a chimney, but not down a chimney up.
We can go with smoke.
Let's say smoke. Yeah.
We'll say, Dave, we're going to say smoke.
You're wrong. It would be an umbrella.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, go up. Okay, so an umbrella would go
up a chimney, down. If you got it closed, it'll go up a chimney.
Oh, I see.
But it won't go down a chimney if it's open.
If it's open. All right.
Up.
That works for me.
Yeah, that's real good.
Good job,
well
David.
Played.
Good,
thanks,
David. Appreciate it. All right. I think we got time for one more question.
Last caller from Georgia. Don, let's go out with the bang. Ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do the ask, and I've probably got one to ask. I've got one to answer.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
Yeah. Simon Peter's brother's name.
Well, somebody already got that, but you weren't listening.
Man,
so well, no, that's all right. Who was the brother of Simon Peter?
Andrew.
That's right.
Yeah,
you're
good
exactly
job.
Right. I think it's in Matthew as well as the first chapter of John. Well, what's your question for us, Don?
Well, I'm pretty sure I still remember the answer to it. What's the shortest book in the Bible?
The shortest book in the Bible.
All right, hang on a second. The shortest book.
Is that third John or is it Jude?
All right, hang on, Don. We're going to talk amongst ourselves now. Now, Jude's one chapter, but one of those two epistles of John is very, very short.
Very, very short.
I think Jude's got 25 or 26 somewhere in there verses.
It's either second or third John, I'm thinking. What say you guys?
Let's go with third John.
Third John?
All right. Yeah, we're going to go with, Don, we're going to go with third John.
I'm thinking it's second, I guess, the best I can remember. That's why I said I hope I can remember the
title. You think it's second John?
Oh, second John?
Well, since you're not sure and we're not sure, maybe our listeners can look that up.
Yeah, there you go.
But, hey, I know the shortest verse in the Bible is Jesus wept.
John 11:35. Anyone who's ever done scripture memory knows that one. That's the first one everyone pulls out.
And I'll tell you another one that you don't think about very close to that. Remember Lot's wife. So that's three verses.
Yeah.
And there's an entire sermon with just three words.
Yep.
Remember Lot's wife.
Yeah.
Don't look back.
I like it.
Keep going. Keep your eye on the prize and go the direction and obey, and you won't turn into a pillar of salt.
That's Remember Lot's wife is one verse?
Yes, that's right. One verse by itself. Remember Lot's wife,
well,
three
I'm going to keep that in mind, too, because I always went with
Jesus wept,
but I didn't know what was next.
Didn't have anything else in your tool chest after that. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for your love, your prayers, and your support of AFA and AFR.
All right, guys, let's go with our remaining questions.
Which planet spins the slowest? The answer is Venus. That's the last question.
I had no idea on that one. All right, I only have one question left. There are different parts of the tongue for tasting saltiness, sour, sweet, etc. You guys know?
True, absolutely true.
That is false.
Really?
The tongue, all the taste buds can taste all of it.
Who wrote the best-selling book, How to Win Friends and Influence People?
I don't remember.
Dale Carnegie.
Carnegie.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
And Moses was a basket case because he helped you remember names. I said that I tried to learn from that Dave Carnegie book.
Oh, instead of Dale?
Yeah.
All right, folks, that's it. More great programming directly ahead on American Family Radio. Thanks for being here.